بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. The last few weeks we've been reading from this kitab. Evil glances and love affairs, their harms and their cures. And prior to that we were reading Asma'ul Husna. So inshallah we'll continue every week one of the sifat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and then we'll continue with this kitab here also inshallah. Among the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Mujibu, Al-Mujib, the being who accepts du'as. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave us the command, Ud'uni astajib lakum. They call out to me, make du'a to me, and I will respond to you, I will accept. There is no taraddud or no hesitation from the side of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that your du'as will not be accepted. Du'as will be accepted. One point on this also, those that are bi'at also, part of ma'amulat is munajat-e maqbool. We find it in the beginning a bit difficult, the words are new, it's quite long to read. But to understand, those are all du'as. So even we read it now, so to say, parrot fashion, we're just trying to read them. Those are du'as and they're being accepted. Sometimes we feel, why should I read it? It's so long, du'a takes so long, I better read the English. The Arabic words are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from his Mubarak tongue, the Mubarak mouth, which Allah Ta'ala inspired him. So when we just read it also till we get used to it, carry on reading it, whether we're reading 5 a day, 10 a day, 2 a day, but we're reading every day some dua we are making, which is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, dua is accepted. So the dua that I am making right now, from munajat-e maqbool, whether Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give me immediately the effect of it, or later on in my life, or it will be banked for akhirat. So even the dua that I'm making, so to say, just reading it, the reward of that, the effect of that, I will get in akhirat. It will be banked already. So is that a futile action or activity that I just have to read this, munajat-e maqbool? But these are maqbool and accepted du'as by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Al-Mujib, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has revealed His name to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and we learn of it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a being who accepts dua. So Allah ta'ala, we haven't find the opposite, that Allah is that being that rejects dua. We never heard of this. We never heard of Allah rejecting dua. Yes, the time will come when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did mention also, he went into the room of the Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, he made wudu, exited the room, and she saw his Mubarak face was perturbed. He had some anxiety. So he left the house, he ascended the minbar. Aisha says that she put her ear to the wall, Masjid al-Nabawi, to just one wall between her room and the Mubarak Masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam ascended the minbar. And then he called Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And then he told them to continue commanding the good and forbidding the evil. If you will not do so, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint a ruler above you, upon you. They will have no mercy for your elders, no mercy for your young ones. And you will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your du'as will not be accepted. Your du'as will not be accepted if you stop commanding the good, forbidding the evil. Where that starts my own life. To command myself, then command my family. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا قُوْ أَنْفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَأَنْذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. All these are ayat of Qur'an. Where Allah ta'ala instructs that command your family with salah, then you perform salah also. Save yourself and your family from the fire of Jahannam. وَأَنْذِرْ And one Nabi of Allah warned your close relatives. Now continue commanding the good. Now you say, I can't tell the family anything. Hadith Sharif says, you see something wrong, then فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِهِ Then stop it with your hands. Right? If you have authority in the home, then you have to stop it. But also become a tyrant and become violent. So become soft, become compassionate. Explain to them, this is not right. Make ta'aleem. Mother says the easiest way to make Islam the family is make ta'aleem at home. What is ta'aleem for us, especially when they come for majlis, our ta'aleem becomes a majlis. We read one hadith sharif and then digress thereafter. That I heard this and I heard this and I heard. He says, now use the kitab as an excuse to give the nasihat. La yunusad your bayan. Hazrat says, now they'll tell you, you spoiled our appetite. You spoiled the evening. La yunusad bayan. Big Hazrat you are now. But read the kitab, then he says, then you can say whatever you want to. So read the kitab at home. And from 5 minutes reading kitab will come 10 minutes majlis, 15 minutes majlis. And from there now you can make islah slowly to the people at home. So start with your hands. I'll start with the hands. Pick up the kitab compassionately, call the family together, read to them. Some incidents of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. I will tell also our friends, those that have young children at home, don't make it just monotonous. Play it out. Sahaba ikram into Badr, and how they went to the battlefield, what must have been the condition, what must have been the environment. Somebody is on horseback, somebody is there making dua. Enact it for the children. Don't make it just monotonous. And in between, do take the imtihan and examination. Who was on the horse? What was his name? Now they want to pay attention now. Abbas said something, he read something. Oh, you got it right. I'll give you one hadiah. I'll give you something. So like this, keep it going, something exciting. They wait again every night. Then now they'll be ta'alim again, some secret mystery prize I'm going to get if I learn it properly. What was the date? Which battle they went to? Which year it was? Like this, subhanAllah, we'll make the home alive with the stories of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Like this, slowly we can command the good. So command the good with the hand. Change it with the hand. Here, our Shaykh al-Hadith would explain to us also. They're right, if we can't tell them also, there'll be some altercation. If I tell the wife, the other says, now you're going to tell her, she's going to tell you, then becomes two, two, meh, meh. You and me and me. She says, so if you can't do that, then we got WhatsApp. Ask her, what's up? What's happening in your life? She'll ask you also, what's up in your life? And then, like this now, send the message in the morning, but the evening is about cool now. By the time you get home, now how to open the topic. But say it as you have to say it. This wasn't right. I wasn't happy about it. Oh, I slipped up. So we have this messaging apps that we can use also. Then if we can't do that, somebody in the family, what? Write a note. Put in somebody's shoe. Write, that is the salah properly. That is, write a note, your ruku wasn't correct. Oh, this is a sunnah way of doing certain things. Somebody you can't say it, some big uncle in the masjid. Write an anonymous note. Drop it in his car, put it in his shoe. Now he doesn't know who's looking at him in the masjid now. 300 musallis, he doesn't know who it is. So now, properly, now he put his shoes properly also, put it on the rack, put it on the shoe rack, whatever it may be. Like this, we can use our hands. Now, when we think of using hands, you know what using hands means now. You're not going to break something in the house. So break your ego. Have humble humility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will sort it out. You can't sort it out. If you can't do it with the hands, فَبِلِسَانِ فَإِلَّمْ تَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِ. And if you cannot do it now with the hands, then do it with the tongue. As you say kitab reading, say some sweet words, say to somebody now who can tell her, or somebody who can tell him. Only Qasim Sahib Ali rahmatullah Ali, our Hazrat Wala's brother-in-law, great alim of deen also, he would say, you don't tell your son anything, I don't tell my son anything. You send your son to me, I'll send my son to you. But we'll communicate. I'll tell you what to tell my son, and you tell me what I must tell your son. Like this, now we both are good with our children. Because if I tell him already, it'll be a problem in the house. So better I send him to you. So like this, now we can use ways how to get around. Not just leave it, you don't know what to do. No use even telling them anything. Quran says, continue making mudhakara, reminder, wadhakir, فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And what we say, Quran says, remind them, for verily a reminder will benefit the believer. So here, Hazrat tells us also, we should never say that no use reminding him, deaf ears, he's like a hard rock. What can I tell him? Quran said it will benefit him. What you are saying, contrary to hadith, to Quran Sharif. No benefit. Quran said benefit. Continue. Which if you can't, then use somebody else. And then the hadith Sharif says that if the hand doesn't work, the tongue doesn't work, then فَبِقَلْبِهِ is connected to the words before that. فَلْيُغَيِّرُهُ بِقَلْبِهِ. Then he should change it with his heart. Does not mean there are some incorrect translations where they say, then with the heart, so feel bad in the heart, that is the lowest form of iman. That's not the correct translation. Feel bad in the heart. Correct translation is, change it with the, change it with your hands. You cannot change with the hands, then change it with your tongue. You cannot change it with your tongue, then change it with your heart. What does it mean? Sit down and make fikr, make some mashwara. Sit with somebody, how can I change the conditions in my home? How can I change the condition? This is, what we say now, feel bad in the heart and leave it. No, can't leave it. We have to remedy it. You have to apply the mind like everything else. Now he stole in the shop, what do you say now, I feel bad about it. Lowest level of iman, let him carry on stealing. No, make some plan. Think something, how can we do? How can we change it? Now the mechanic messed up the car, you say, I'm feeling very bad about it. Never mind, leave it. No, not leave it. You have to sort it out. This also now, Something happening in the home, something happening in my life, go speak to somebody. Apply your mind, how can I change this condition right now? That too is effective in the court of Allah, is making some fikr. This is so important. So Allah Ta'ala says, makes the dua. Now you haven't found anywhere Allah says, I reject du'as. Yes, if you don't command the good, forbid the evil, then you will make dua then. But you seal it, you close the door. This is very, very importantly, Shaykh Sabuni Rahimahullah, when he came to our country, great alim of deen also, from Syria originally, staying in Medina Munawwara, he's passed away, wrote many kitabs. He warned the ulama ikram when he sat on the member of Masjid-e-Hilal. That time the Syrian war just broke out. And he said, what happened in Syria? What was the problem in Syria? There were halaqat. There were majalis taking place. The Jami Masjid of Damascus. He said, what happened all of a sudden? Such high level, powerful majalis. Halaqat, durus, Arabic, hadith, fiqh. Everything was being taught. Entire world was congregating there. He himself, a great alim, the kitab that he wrote, we learn them, we teach him in Darul Ulooms also. They say, what happened? A man of history, man that wrote the seerat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all the stories of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, what detail he wrote. Tafsir of Quran he wrote also. So he knew his facts very well. They say, what was it? History repeats itself. He said, the ulama sat in the halaqat, in the majalis, and around the masjid, like how you find commonly Arab countries. Right, we have Grey Street over here, shops all around the masjid. Walk through one gully, you come into the masjid. You find there in the city centers also, you have the Arab bazaars. He says everything was happening there. Immodesty, behayai, Arab music, hookah, qahwa, whatever it was that was happening. But the ulama sat quietly in the masajid and enjoyed the majalis and the halaqat. And the durus, they didn't blink their eye, not a frown on their forehead. Ya Allah, how can we change the conditions outside? Allah Ta'ala started it with the ulama in the masjid. And they all had to run for their life. He said, what's your responsibility? He told the ulama ikram in your country, your responsibility is to get onto the minbar and to warn the people. Muru, he said, continue commanding them bil ma'aruf. Stop them from the evil. This is your responsibility. Bani Israel, they stopped it. They started rubbing shoulders with those now that were doing the munkarat, doing the evil, Allah's azab came. He said, so too over here this ummah. You will stop commanding the good and you will stop forbidding the evil. Then he says, Allah's whoop will come up. An ajeeb point he mentioned. He says, you continue warning the people, whether it's Instagram, whether it's Paddle, whether it's intermingling, whether it's socializing, you continue saying what you have to say. Whether they desist, whether they resist, whether they stop, whether they abstain or not, immaterial. But if you will stop what you have to do, azab will come. On your warning only, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suspend the punishment. Whether they stop or not doesn't matter. Yes, Allah will deal with them individually. But if you will stop warning the people, those are responsible. Ulama ikram, fathers in the homes, they are responsible. Right? You have a business. No salah being performed there, you don't close for salah, it's your responsibility, you have authority. He said, once you will stop what you're supposed to do, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do what he has to do thereafter. Allah will send down the punishment. Therefore he mentioned very clearly, he said, whatever authority you have, wherever you are, yes, whether with your hand, whether with your tongue, or your heart, you think, like, how do I change the conditions around me? Whether my children, whether my family, whether my business, whether my masjid, I'm a mutawalli of the masjid, trustee. I have a great responsibility to ensure that everything is correct in the masjid. And my life also is also correct. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. So the being who accepts du'as, Al-Mujib is that being who accepts the du'a of the one who makes du'a, calls out to him. And Allah Subh'anaHu Wa Ta'ala fulfills the need of the distressed one. أَمَّ يُجِيبُ الْمُطَرَ. To the extent ulama say in the name of Allah Al-Mujib, Allah accepts the du'a of the kafir also. Even the kafir du'a doesn't believe in Allah, but he's praying. He prays. Right, whatever prayer they do, grace, whatever it may be, the dua is accepted. They do good also, they give in charity, Allah will bless them also. Ulama in the circles, they also discuss, do you find certain chain stores, right, owned by Jews. But using Islamic principles of trade, returns are acceptable. Come 14 days, bring your slip. You don't bring it also, you find out the computer. The rose is opening up. Allah is blessing them, using our principles. But we want to say, no apparel, no return, no exchange, no. Allah says no to you also. He is doing it, Allah is blessing him. They say, fine, how they are flourishing. They are flourishing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts even the kafir's dua. The mazloom and the oppressed kafir also, his dua is also accepted. You may be a great alim of deen, but if your domestic is being oppressed in your home, and she has to make the dua, or he has to make the dua, although he be a non-Muslim, his dua is accepted. You give charity to a non-Muslim, and he say, may Almighty bless you, his dua is accepted. His dua, as a kafir also, Allah accepts his dua. Because Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahman has 5 letters. Ar-Rahim has 4 letters. Through the barakat of Ar-Rahman, the letters are more. Ra, Ha, Mim, Alif, Noon. They say in Arabic, the more the letters, the wider and vaster the meaning. So Ar-Rahman has 5 letters. So this encompasses Allah Ta'ala's rahmat, encompasses the kafir in this dunya also. So he's also eating from the rahmat of Allah. Rahim is 4 letters. So Allah Ta'ala's quality of mercy is restricted. So this Rahim, 4 letters restricted to the mu'mineen on the day of Qiyamah. Only they'll receive the rahmat of Allah, not the kafir. So even he's enjoying the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala in this worldly life. So Allah Ta'ala fulfills the need of the distressed one, which he desperately cries out for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over everything. Then all the treasures lie in his control. لَهُ مَقَالِدُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah says, the keys of the skies and the earth belongs to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from miserliness. Some people say, I'm making dua, is that happening? Allah wants to give you something you would introspect. What you, the blockage is from your side. Blockage is from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's side. You have, the blockage is from you. And sometimes it might be a small thing. It might be a small thing, but you take it to be trivial. تَحْسَبُونَ وَهَيِّنَا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ عَجِيبَ آيَةٌ. You regard this to be something trivial, nothing serious. وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a great thing. You might just think now, pass below the ankles, nothing serious. That's a blockage. This is a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You're abandoning, that's beloved to Allah. Now you adopt something which is not beloved, which is disliked by Allah. As you give the example, you might say now, it's only disliked, makruh, by, it's something you're wearing and your wife doesn't like. She says, I don't like this, out of the window. You'll wear it again? No. Leave the wife, I don't like you to give the example. I tell the youngsters, leave the wife. Your haram girlfriend, don't like certain shoe you wear. You'll never wear it again. But it's not even your wife also. I don't look smart in it. Allah says you don't look smart in it. It's below your ankles, you don't look smart. Now, she gets upset, imagine Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So sometime, whether it be the pants, sometime it be the topi also, why should I wear the topi? 250 different riwayat in regards to only covering the head. But I don't know where it. 2 lengths here, there's a blockage. Another says you bought a brand new car, everything 100%. You go sit down in the car, you take the family for the first drive, and now you're switching it on, it's not coming on. Not coming on. What happened? Now you got motor plan, extended, whatever it may be. Call the mechanic, just there was a block in the water pump, or the fuel pump, just a blockage only. That's all, just to clear that out. Everything was 100%. Just a small block, the car was stationary. Couldn't move. Person bought one CD, before was CDs. He bought a CD, he got the Surah Amma. Sheikh Mahir, Sheikh Sudis, he got 6 hour journey to Johannesburg, you can hear Mahul Amma Para over and over. I learned it. What a nice, beautiful case. Even the Arabic is there, the calligraphy is there. He puts the CD into the CD player. And now he's waiting, still, what do you call it, buffering, nothing happening. This was error. Puts it again, cleans it up, puts it again. What happened? Then finally, the whole suffer went like they came back, gave it to the CD man, say, Maaf, this thing was blank. Say, Inna lillahi. But the cover was there. Hadrat says, we all got the cover. We all got the cover. Libas of taqwa. We got the libas of the pious people. Dressing like them is one thing, and being pious is something else. We got the dressing, should we go in the cover and the CD is empty, blank. Starts playing. What happened? But you were there. You dressed like them. There was one blockage. You didn't want to clear it. Whether it was a topi, whether it was a parda, whether it was the intermingling, everything was, but just 1-2 blockages was there, caused the whole car to be stationary. Didn't move. The cover was beautiful, everything was nice, but inside was saying something else. Allah Ta'ala save us and give us the understanding and the reality. So the the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the keys of the treasures belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is free from miserliness. Allah wants to give, and Allah knows who to give, when to give, how much to give. That Allah ta'ala knows. So therefore, we are slaves, we have no ishkal and no, what do you say, objection whatsoever. As Allah wants to do with me, Ya Allah, I'm happy with it. And the fear of depletion of His treasury, Allah has no fear that there be depletion in His treasury. Yet was it explained to us from when till now. Every day, how many children are born in the world? How many babies are coming? Some statistics say so many, hundreds of thousands, millions of years, millions of babies every year. But you haven't heard now, doctors said, they made one airline now, and they say, please young couples, go on a slow right now. There's some shortage of right hands, and left legs, and noses right now, so just take it easy. We haven't heard Allah Ta'ala's treasury depleting. Governments we found going down. Banks we heard closing down also, crashing. Stock markets crashing. Allah's market, never. Subhanallah. Allah is still giving. He is still giving. And we still got doubt. We still have, and where those limbs came from? Where the eyes came from? Where the nose came from? Just one drop. And that there was so much of material. Material for the hard skull. Material for the soft fingertips. Material for the cheekbone. And above that, the soft material for the lips. Ya Allah, how you did it? The material for the hair, and for the intestines, and for the heart. Just one drop. Ya Allah, where all that came from? We can't even see it in there. Allah says, my Qudrat. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Allah says, Barakat belongs to me. Most blessed is Allah, the best of creators. Allah Ta'ala does it. So Allah has no depletion in His treasury. We are depleted in our du'as. We don't ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says in Quran, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُطَّرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ وَجَعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Allah is saying, calling out, who is that being who answers the distressed one when he calls out? Allah says, who is it? Anybody who can challenge me or be with me on that level? Allah says, who is it? Obviously it's a question, we can't even answer it. Allah is only you. Who is that being who answers the distressed one when he calls out and removes difficulties and has made you vicegerents on the earth? Is there any deity with Allah? Very little do they understand. That's he still don't understand. Just understand the ayat as is. Understand it as is and say to Allah, Ya Allah, you will do it. Ya Allah, you will do it. Don't say, Allah, can you? Ya Allah, you will do it. Like how the child says to the father, you will take me. Abba, you will buy it for me. Say to Allah, Ya Allah, you will do it. This is yaqeen. This is tawakkul. Ya Allah, you will do it. It is only this deity who is called out to at times of difficulties, and it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whose assistance can be hoped for in times of distress. Hazrat tells us, subhanallah, when you are in distress, anxiety, problem, calamity, whatever it may be, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us solutions 110%. Our deen is perfect. It's absolutely perfect. But when the mind is not connected to Allah, the heart is not connected to Allah, we don't know the avenues how to connect. We know dunya, how to connect to dunya. Kafir, his distress, he takes to the bottle. He will take to drugs. That's what dunya told him. Whatever deen told us, raise your hands. Take out your begging bowl. Turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But it's so heavy. What he says, I better spend an extra hour in the gym. That's what he says. Just to cool off, give an extra hour in the gym. Give that hour to the masjid. Because Ali radiallahu anhu, as a Fatima, whatever argument they had, it will happen. Where he went, Nabi alayhi sallam found him in the masjid. Ya Abad Turab, oh father of the sand, where are you sleeping? What happened? Oh, we had a fight at home. Come, let's go back home. Where he went, not to the gym. He didn't go for a walk on the beach. He went to the masjid. That is where Ahabbul Bilad, the most beloved places to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, is the masjid. He didn't go to the mall, Abghadul Bilad, the worst of places. I'm going friends for coffee now. Going to cool off, having coffee. Who told you can cool over there? Who said it's cool over there? Where we learn these things from? Not from Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is saying, come to the masjid. The beloved place. You become my beloved. Put your head down over here. Turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So distress, so Hazrat says, when we have anxiety, we have some calamity affected us, then our minds work 95% problem, 5% solution. Say, inna lillahi. We have 110% solution. Ya Allah, you've given us the solution to all our problems. What is it? Turn to Allah. But we are hasty. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ هَلُوعًا. Insan, he wants results quickly. Allah didn't make dunya also in one day. Allah could have. But Allah should this tarteeb. Things happen, istighfar will get made. Turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, reform the heart, call unto Allah. Because different types of deen, one deen will come into you because of halat and conditions, you will change your life. Halat will be removed, you too will go back. Environment changes, you change, deen comes in you, Ramadan will come, then a person will change. Environment will go away, you too will go away. Metric is coming now, subhanallah, salah will come in the youngsters, dua will come there. Got the results, let's go party, na'uzu billah. Throw Allah away now. Allah did my work, and I don't need Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But iman ka deen, that deen is based upon iman. Why should I have taqwa in my life? Because there's no other way for me. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 95% is not problems. We have complete solutions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says to a distressed person turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can remove this difficulty. Allah ta'ala give us the yaqeen and the wakul. So turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every condition. And when problems also strike us nowadays, we find commonly, when a person hears some distressing news, etc., what's the first thing we say? Ish. Where it came now? There's no more inna lillahi. Everything ish, what happened? So that, brothers, you must count in the day how many times we sing it, and how common in the homes also. How we pick this up now, that inna lillahi is gone, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Then, whatever we have to discuss, we can discuss. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. Just sing inna lillahi, already the problem is sorted. Once you say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, problem is already sorted. How we say, done. Somebody asks you, by the way, you're going, you say, I'm gone, but you're still here. Say, I'm gone, but you're still here. Allah says, already sorted. Before you can think, because you said the right thing. Who said you must say it? Allah says you must say it. When you say it, Allah says, وَلَٰئِكَ عَلِيمْ صَلَوَاتُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةً. You said that, salawat from Allah, salutations from Allah, rahmat from Allah, وَلَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Allah says, you're rightly guided. You're on the right path, don't worry. There's no doubt now, you're moving. You said the right thing, you're on the right path. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Coming back to our kitab, evil glances and love of his, the harms and the cures. Last week we discussed this to recap. Person involving guna and sin is like one janazah is sitting with. We sent it out today also in the group. When their guna is taking place, like you're sitting next to one janazah right now. How can you don't have a janazah in the room? You're involved in haram communication, haram activities, haram apps, whatever it may be. You say this is now as if you are sitting next to one janazah right now and you're doing something haram. Then Hazrat says thereafter, therefore the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep guard of their hearts all the time. Their nafs should not steal any haram pleasure from anywhere which is haram. Therefore they do not allow such forms to even come close to them which are compulsory to be watchful over. My taqwa is going to slip over there, then they stay far. The nafs wants it, but they know it's not good for me, not good for my taqwa. How to get over this, my dear brothers? That not to get involved in the guna and sin. Like how we have the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, لا يؤمن أحدكم, that none of you can have complete and perfect iman until I am more beloved to him than his own children, وولده, his own children and the people, the general people. I must be more beloved to him than everybody else in the world. And how do I get that love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? It's not going to be natural. It's not going to be. Children were raised naturally in their house. Wives, we married them. Parents, because they are our parents. Somebody kind to me, I love him. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam, how do I get his love now? How do I fall in love with him? So ulama explain first is rational love. Logical love, where you apply your mind. Why should I love him? They say, insan has different characteristics within him. Ulama count up to 8 sometimes. Whether it's beauty, whether it's akhlaq, character, whether it's mannerism, whether it's style, whatever it may be. It's about 8 different qualities that insan can excel in. And because of that, he becomes a beloved, or people want to follow him, or he sets the trend. They say in all his 8 things, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was the most perfect. Was the most perfect, whether you look at beauty, whether you look at style, whether you look at mannerism, whether you look at teaching. the best muallim, the way he called people, the way he lived, the way he ate, every single ada, every single fail, qawl, every speech, every action of his was absolutely perfect. Therefore, rationally speaking, if you sit down, the first thing they say you have to do is study him and ask yourself, why should I love him? Why should I send durood upon him? Because I love style. What was his style? The way he walked, no one could compare to his walk. What a style he had. The way he looked at someone. He said, when he looked at you, there was love in there, there was awe also. And at the tip of his nose, there was like a noor that was running there. Between his teeth, there was an absolute perfect gap. And when he smiled, there were like pearls that were coming out. When he walked also, not too tall, not too short. And the way, the speed he walked, wasn't too fast, not perfect in everything. Why should I not love somebody like that? The way he spoke to people, whether it was a slave girl or a slave boy, whether Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, in every single aspect of his life, absolutely beautiful and perfect. So you sit down and you think about it. What most of us, myself also, we feel like it must just happen. I must just love him. When it comes to amal also, I must just start doing it. Like something will happen and I start doing it. When it comes to leaving out sins also, we feel now, it's just going to happen. I carry on making dua, carry on reading namaz. Yes, we're hoping. Allah back to his power of jazb and pull will pull us. But they say, ulama say, first you got to sit down and apply your mind. Apply your mind. Why should I not do this? Why should I fold my pants above my ankle and keep it like that? Why should I cut my hair one length? Why should my wife go into parada? The wife should think also, why should I do this? Why should I be respectful to my husband? Why should I have compassion for my in-laws? Why should I be good to my... First rationalize it. Why should I? Person has bad habits, whether smoking, whether vaping. Think to yourself, why am I doing this? What is in there for me? Who said this thing is nice? Who gave it to me? Where did it come from? What's the fun in it? Why am I doing it? What am I getting out of it? And start rationalizing logically. Who gave it? Wasn't Allah and Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the one that gave me my life, it wasn't from him. Who said it's enjoyable? That Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, some kafir maybe, advertised it. What am I going to get from it? Nothing really. If I get caught, I'm supposed to kick the habit, I might get a kick after that. Whether I'm in school, whether I'm in madrasa, whether I'm at home. So I better kick the habit before I get a kick also. So I start thinking, why should I? So apply the mind. Why am I doing this? What am I getting from it? Is there any benefit for me? Is my money getting wasted? I'm going to answer for it in the qabr also. Am I ready to give hisab kitab for this? Start thinking. Slowly you will find from 100% doing it, we'll come to 95, to 90, to 85, slowly. Then ask Allah for tawfiq. What's happening? We're not even, وَيَهْدِ إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. Allah gives hidayah to the one that desires it. We haven't desired it. We are wishful, it'll happen. What desire means, I'm thinking to myself, why should I do, why shouldn't I do? I got a desire to leave it. I have a desire to change it. With the heart and applying my mind, the application is there, then Allah says, I'll guide you. What I'm doing, I'm still carrying on with it, and I'm hoping by Ramadan I'll stop. I'm hoping by the next moon, I will stop. Or something will happen. Got the music blasting in the car, it'll blow out, and I put it off quickly. Inna lillahi. Hey, I'll stop it now. But the thing is still, what should I do? What am I getting from it? What's the joy in there? Who said it's enjoyable? Right now I'm sitting in the pit of Jahannam doing this thing right now. Should I do it? Ah, if I read Durood Sharif, what's the reward for it? What Allah will give me? I'm giving hadiah to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What I will get in return of that? Now apply the mind. Now ask Allah for tawfiq. Today is now Laylatul Jumu'ah. Till next Jumu'ah, now apply my mind. Why should I leave it out? Why should I do this? Apply the mind. And then you see Allah, Hadrat says to one man only, what we've seen around us, one man applied his mind. And who's going to stop me? I will take the entire Gaza with me, take Lebanon with me also, take the whole world with me. They can have warrant of arrest also, whatever it is. He applied his mind in the wrong way. And what he did, took the whole world with him. I don't care about anyone. Who can stop him? Allah will stop him. Well, look at one man's mind. What tyranny, what bloodshed, what azab, what torture is doing to the people. but not stop him. He said, you one mu'min, they believe in the qudrat of Allah, you can't stop your guna. You can't stop your masti. You can't come onto salah, fajr, namaz. He's not sleeping at night, his mind is working 24/7 how to take blood. He says, you can't preserve the blood by your fajr namaz. Apply your mind, why you can't get up? What's stopping you? Who is it? It's your laziness. But tell yourself, it's detrimental for your akhirat. You'll be sleeping here in the qabr, you're not going to sleep then. Then you're going to pay for those mornings that you slept through salah. Apply your mind. The mind is very powerful, my dear brother. You know, family say too, when he makes up his mind, nobody can talk to him. Nobody can stop him. He wants to go, he's going to go. He's going to make a plan, he's going to do something, he'll butter the wife up, he'll do it. But as I say, when he comes to dini activities, now, uska magaj, dimag kaha mar gaye, became brain dead. Can't think anything now. Hazrat make dua, tawajjuh. Tawajjuh farmaya. Hazrat make one tawajjuh, I start flying. Hazrat Hakim sahab will say, you know, fly. Even the fly is flying, he's a buzruk. So while you're flying, also who make you a wali of Allah? You got to walk to the masjid. You got to walk to the program. You got to walk for gush, apply your mind. For gush, my dear brothers, 45 minutes. What's so difficult? Can't walk it. Too difficult. But I can do, not the golden mile, the black mile. Where so much of Bihaya, I can walk it there, but I can't walk for gush. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. Hazrat says, now the Ahlullah, they are watchful over their heart. The nafs does experience some grief due to this, that now he's checking the heart. He has to take haram enjoyment, the nafs feeling the pain. Could have just done this, could have just done that. So the grief is there. Their hearts are always intoxicated with the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The following is a couplet I composed. Mere ayame gham bhi eid rahe, unse kuch faasle mufeed rahe. Subhanallah. How the Ahlullah see the obedience of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Zakim sahab says, rahmatullah alayh, the days of my sorrow also were eid. The days of my sorrow was also eid. Why he got me close to Allah? My heart was broken. Then I said, Allah, from the bottom of my heart with a broken heart, Ya Allah, how this happened to me? How I slipped like that? So he says, even the days of my sorrow were also Eid. The distance from them, the attractive beauties, so to say, the haram activities in my life, the distance from them was beneficial. I stayed away, I didn't do it. I didn't do the vape, I didn't do that activity, I didn't do some haram activity, I didn't go involved in it. That was beneficial. The reward of sacrificing unlawful desires. When the sun rises, the entire eastern horizon becomes red, we see it. Nowadays you don't have time to look up also. It's all in the cell phone. Right? Usually Sahaba Ikram will see Ishraq time, but the rising of the sun, we're seeing the app now. What time is Ishraq? So we don't even see the eastern horizon. As the youngsters also, where's the east? Allah jane whether they know where's the east also. Right? One Sati of ours also, he knew for South Africa that Qibla is north east. So he went to an Arab country and he returned. And he said, Mufti Sahab, I stayed in so many hotels. Every hotel, the Qibla was the wrong direction. There were the stickers there. It was showing. Southwest. So I went to the reception. I said, but why were the stickers the wrong direction? Southwest. They don't listen. I said, oh Baba. For them that was correct. Ours is northeast. There's the southwest. There's Arab country. He said, I thought internationally, globally, is one direction. I said, no, but it's not like that. But similarly, the one who makes the horizon of his heart, you see the eastern horizon, how this, that ball of flame, Allah Ta'ala makes it rise, Allah Ta'ala's qudrat, Allah, similarly, the one who makes the horizon of his heart red by sacrificing his desires. I won't do it. As Hakim Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayh, that, mujhe dekhna hai, I want to see, I want to go, I want to taste, I want to pick up the phone, I want to text. You take the dagger of taqwa, which is very sweet, and stab the heart. Shaheed can give his life one time in the battlefield, but the shaheed of the heart can become a shaheed 100 times in a day. I won't do it. Take that dagger and pierce the heart. Then Hazrat says that when he sacrifices, then the sun of Allah Ta'ala's proximity rises in that heart. See how the redness of the horizon? Now that sacrifice, spiritual sacrifice of the heart begins to bleed in grief. I could have done it. Now it begins to bleed and the horizon of the heart becomes red. Then the sun rises in the eastern horizon. The sun in your heart will be the sun of the muhabbat and love of Allah Ta'ala. Brother say, I've composed the following verses. Woh surkhiya ke khune tamanna kahi jise banti shafak mein matla khurshid qurb ki. Hazrat says, the redness which is called the blood of desires, the redness which is called the blood of, I stabbed it. So the blood of desires now is flowing in my heart. I didn't do that haram thing. Becomes the rising sun of closeness in the horizon. Now the sun of Allah's muhabbat is rising in my heart now. I'm enjoying something else with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Mera anjaam ulfat, meer tum bhi dekhte jana, meri deraniya abad hai khune tamanna se. As Hakim sahab says, rahmatul alayhi, look at the consequences of my love, O Mir. Mir sahab, look at the consequences of my love. My desolate places are inhabited by blood of desires. Where they were empty spots in my heart for haram things, now it's become abad with the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Magar khune tamanna se jo banti hai shafaq ahmar, unhein afaq se dil mein turu khurshid haq hoga. The Hazrat says, but the horizon that becomes red, the horizon of the heart, that becomes red with the blood of desires, I stabbed it. Now the desires are flowing. I didn't make amal upon it. Hazrat says, but the horizon that becomes red with the blood of desires, the sun of the truth, that is the closest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the haq, arises from those very horizons in the heart. On the contrary, those who do not protect the gazes become destroyed by eventually slipping into the trap of love affairs. The lover himself knows how much of grief and distress he has to experience in this worldly life. Allah ta'ala protect us, and we give our hearts only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you make a short zikr and short dua, inshallah? بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني. Focus our eyes on the horizons of our hearts. Remove all the filth and the dirt and let the sun of the heart rise with the love of Allah تبارك وتعالى. It will burn everything else from the heart.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. يا مقلب القلوب ويا مصرف القلوب, O كريم رحيم الله, you the control of the hearts, O my Allah. O my كريم رحيم الله, empty the hearts of everything besides you, O my beloved, O beloved Allah. O my Allah, let the sun rise in our hearts of your muhabbat and your love, O my Allah. Give us, ya Allah, that himmat and courage like lions, O my Allah, that fights our nafs. O my كريم رحيم الله, change the condition of our hearts, O my Allah. Give us the hearts of your friends, O my Allah. Give us students of iman
Allah, Ya Allah, grant us our families, Ya Allah, our friends, our children to the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, make us amongst your awliya, atqiya, asfiya. Ya Allah, make us pure and clean, O my Allah. Let the week ahead be a beautiful week, O my Allah. The past week, Ya Allah, forgive us for all our shortcomings. Forgive us for our sins, O my Allah. Make our salah easy for us, O my Allah. Quran easy for us, our tilawat easy for us. Make your dhikr, may Allah, make it easy for us, O my Allah. Help the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, our families in Gaza around the world, protect them, O my Allah. Feed them, include them, and protect them, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Remove the zalim from the face of the earth, O my Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'u al-alim wa tub 'alayna innaka anta tawwab rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun 'ala al-mursalin. Alhamdulillah.